What's up, Barely Gamers, and welcome back to your favorite podcast about kind of video games sometimes.
I'm Juicebox.
And I'm Batman? I'm
Justin. Sounds like you're Batman, folks. And it's dangerous to go alone in Gotham, so come with us as we chat with Bitch Pudding.
It's dangerous. Oh, you go alone.
That was so good.
Gotham?
You added Gotham. You worked in our guest and you didn't panic?
I know.
Holy shit. And everybody, that was the first take. I wouldn't have let you do it again.
We never do it twice. We never do it twice.
Except if it's me. If I fuck it up, then we'll do it twice.
You edit out when you fuck it up?
No, not usually. I just go, let me go again. And then I leave them both in, but I get a second shot at it.
Oh, okay.
I want a redemption arc. I want a shot at glory.
Okay.
Batman. I'm Batman.
Did we already talk about this?
What? Batman?
And how the best Batman is Lego Batman?
Yeah. Well, we've talked about it multiple times, including when we did our fun little co-stream last week. That was a good time.
That's when it was. Oh, yeah. That was fun. I did have a really good time. That was nice.
Played a little Dead by Daylight with some randos, some strangers.
Yeah. Alyssa could not join because her internet was down.
Sad. Heartbreak.
Mm-hmm.
Heartbreak.
Heartbreak Hotel.
But I had a good time with you. It was a good little sesh. We went a little over 3 hours, I think. Like, we played some solid games.
Look at me.
Look at you.
Look at me.
Who'd have thought?
Not us.
Mm-mm. But Jubes, how you doing?
I'm good. I've had a nice little week. It's been just really chill. I've been playing a lot of Echoes of Wisdom. I was telling you that earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Just downloaded it because I was just like, you know what? It's in the game awards. I've wanted to play it for a really long time. I've gotten really, really far in Tears of the Kingdom. And now I'm at the point where I can't beat it and I need Jackson to finish it for me. So I'm going to then start a new game while I wait for Jackson to be at my house. So yeah. I'm...
You texted me and you were like, hey, I started Echoes of Wisdom. And I went, A, that's the first time you've not called it Zelda for girls. And B, what happened to Tears of the Kingdom? You're like, oh, I'm just at the final boss. I just decided I wanted something chill tonight. And I called you out immediately and I went, you need me to beat it for you, don't you?
I was
like, I'll try. I don't know. I've not played Tears.
I haven't even like made it to like, it's like I'm at the step to like go meet the final boss, but I have to like do those things now, and it's just like I don't want to do that, so yeah. I start playing Echoes of Wisdom and it's really fun. I get the hype. It's really fun. It's like it makes me want to play Link's Awakening.
The art style in that is fantastic. So I have vivid memories of being like 11 years old and going and buying Link's Awakening for my Game Boy Color on my birthday. Shout out to my uncle who bought it for me. He took me to Toys R Us. Oh my God, was there anything better when you were a kid than being dropped off at Toys R Us? Not dropped off, but like, hey,
I was set free
in Toys R Us.
Yeah. Like, go, I don't want to grow up, I'm a Toys R Us kid. You know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I remember playing that game. And then when the remake came out with like the really new, fun, cutesy art style, I hopped on and I was like, whoa, this is equal parts nostalgia and like impressed with how cool this game looks.
I know. I wish they made those. Remember those ones I was talking about? Like the seasons and the time.
Yeah.
I'd like them if they redid that one, I would probably play it again. It was just like a cool concept.
Yeah. For me, Pokemon. Do the same thing. Take a fun, adorable art style and remake one of your old games with it. You can make the argument they did that with Diamond and Pearl. But
Jinx.
But anyhow, yeah. So Zelda for girls, you're loving it.
No, I love it. Big fan. It's really, really fun. What about you? How are you?
I'm okay. It's that most wonderful time of the year again,
Christmas,
where everyone's Spotify Wrapped come out. So I'm seeing everybody,
yes,
listens to one of two artists, musicians. Do you want to take a stab at it?
Chappell Roan.
Yeah, that's a third runner-up. That's not who I have in my mind right now.
Taylor Swift, Beyonce.
Taylor Swift, and for me, it was Taylor Swift and or Sabrina Carpenter. And then
I was going to say that.
Beyonce and Chappell Roan were on that list.
You have so many gay friends, because how is that?
I also have female friends.
Women. Yeah, women exist. Yeah.
You forgot about that?
I forgot about that. Women exist. What did Spotify call me? They said I had a pink princess Pilates catwalk pop phase, which Spotify basically just said, you're gay.
Yeah. They called you out. They honestly, they got it right, though.
I mean, yeah, they also said that I had a Broadway Western something, which was also calling me gay. One of my friends got Goblin Core, and I was like, I want Goblin Core.
You don't give Goblin Core energy, though.
I don't give Goblin Core?
No.
I don't give Goblin Cave?
Honestly, too much, unfortunately. But we went through our podcast Wrapped, which we didn't do last year.
No.
And I had to jump through a couple of hoops to figure it out because whatever, tech stuff. And it was really fun and silly. And thank you to like the multiple hundreds of people where this is like your number one, your top five, your top 10 most listened to podcast of the year.
Yeah.
I'm incredibly honored. Like it's weird. I look at the numbers every week and we see it and we put out the content and we engage with people on socials and we do the Patreon and all these types of things. And for some reason, and keeping in mind that that's just the people listening to us on Spotify, right? Like, I think while that is a larger percentage of our podcast, it's not all of them, right? So it's super interesting to me to kind of see it all really just laid out in front of us. Yeah, Spotify is 53% of our overall audience listens on Spotify, but not everyone. So like,
oh wow, that was like 53.
Yeah. To see like 124 people were their number one most listened to podcast of the year. And yeah, that's only 53% of the people listening in general. So I think that's super cool. And it was really kind of sentimental and emotional for me to see that.
Now, I want to do a special shout out to anyone who is 55 plus listening. Our youngest viewers in the Philippines.
Yeah.
And a quick shout out to anyone who also has their favorite podcast as the Joe Rogan fucking podcast.
Number four, baby.
Number four most listened to podcast who also listen to us. What the fuck is going on in your brain?
I don't understand.
What do you have in common with us that you have in common with Joe Rogan? What's going on here?
I don't know. You think it's my influence. It's the straight
people. We got four drag podcasts that people also listen to. And then fucking Joe.
You know what else though? No gaming podcasts.
Oh, zero. Zero.
Big fucking goose egg.
Yeah.
Ah, shit. Well, we've cornered the market of barely gamers. And I'm really grateful for that.
Barely gamers who love drag queens.
Yeah. I love our content. I think it's great. And Juice and I recorded a fun little video, 10-minute video, going through our entire Spotify Wrapped, and we're going to put it up on the Patreon as a bonus video. It's not kind of attached to any specific tier, so we're going to put it in there at, I don't know, $5 tier and above. Anyone who wants to go and have a listen, that's an option for you. A little bonus goodie over on the Patreon.
A little bonus. And we also decided that when you visit, we're going to do a bonus Patreon video. Where we're gonna do a CrossFit workout. Jackson chooses my outfit, I chooses Jackson's outfit.
I pitched it as if like, oh, I'm gonna make you look silly, but I have way more to lose than I have to gain in this situation. I was like,
you give me one fucking wrong thing, I'm making you wear a jock strap and a crop top. Like, you gotta be careful there, buddy. Do you know how many mesh shorts I have? I swear to God.
More than you can shake a stick at, but yeah. So like I said, the most wonderful time of the year. I saw this kind of discourse of like one person that makes a bunch of content that I really respect is like, hey, maybe we know what's coming. Maybe fucking don't share your Spotify Wrapped because nobody cares and I hate it. And then someone else that makes content that I respect went, or counterpoint, let people talk about the shit that they love.
Crazy.
And I'm like, yeah, I kind of get that vibe.
Wait, so if you don't use Spotify, what do you use?
Apple Music, because I'm not poor.
Wow.
It's a recycled joke. It's a recycled joke. Someone that I worked with, a friend of mine, used to say that all the time. If because I worked on a Windows PC and they worked on a MacBook. And I was like, oh, it's so weird. And they're like, yeah, what do I look like? I'm fucking poor?
I was like, a little bit.
What is happening? And I was like, I have to go on a live stream and the laptop has to be in front of me. He's like, well, if you're going to use a PC, at least black out the logo. I don't want people to think you're poor. And I was like, oh my God, what is this? What is this bit that we're doing? So it's a second joke. Apologies.
But speaking of riches.
Okay.
We have a guest this week.
We do have a guest this week. I'm really excited. Mm-hmm. I'm really excited. Another guest that you've pulled. Unsurprisingly, not many people are coming to old Jackie Poo being like, hey, I want to be on your podcast, but you have cool friends in cool places.
Surprisingly, yes. I've got cool friends in cool places. So we have a bitch pudding on our podcast this week. So fucking excited. One of the coolest people I personally have ever met. Also one of the people where you were like, this person is going to be really cool. I'm never going to meet them and we're never going to have anything in common. And then all of a sudden we've like run in a lot of similar circles and with like Twitch and like different things that I've got to do in LA and stuff. And they're just the coolest fucking person in the world. So I'm so excited that bitch is here today. I can't wait to watch Jackson chew on his fingernails because he has no idea what's going on.
That's not true. I know. So for full disclosure, you could bring in 99% of drag queens and I'd be like, I don't know what the fuck this is. But I think I followed bitch on Twitch before I met you even.
Let's go.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure in like my early days of Twitch, I raided in a couple of times on the request of or suggestion recommendation of a couple of community members. So familiar with the content. And yeah, always the tie to Dead by Daylight, I think, most of the time
on my end.
So yeah. I'm excited. I think this will be really fun.
But we're going to drop them in real quick and then do a fun, cheeky little chat.
Yeah. And we also don't know what to expect topic wise. So
not a clue.
We're all going to learn about it together at the same time. Let's have fun here. From the heart.
From the heart. So we have a star of Dragula. She is a gaming icon, a legend. And I have been lucky enough to get to hang out with her as much as I physically can when I am not stuck in my wintry wonderland of Canada. We have Bitch Pudding here today with us. What's up?
Hi, we're also very close with our birthdays.
When's your birthday?
Yeah, because we both had our birthdays during TwitchCon.
I'm the 20th. When was yours?
I was the 23rd. So we were bookends of TwitchCon on the first day of Libra.
Ah!
I can give you all the options and not make a decision.
Oh my God, I love that. Jackson's an Aries, if you could not tell.
Naturally.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Do I have Aries energy?
I listened to the Kotaku interview.
Oh, with Alyssa.
Oh, the Tonkatsu one?
The Tonkatsu one?
The Tonkatsu one?
Kotaku.
Jesus Christ, James.
I just was like, wait, is she botching the name? Really? I was like, wow.
No, that was genuine.
You would hope that was a mistake.
Wow. That's how iconic. You are the one that shuttered Kotaku, to be honest.
I'm the one that just really just shook the whole room. Mm-hmm. Anyways.
Yeah.
But thank you so much for being on here with us. It's so exciting. I'm so happy that you would want to just hang out with us two idiots who talk about absolutely nothing.
Any time to show really bad hair, I'm always down to be on camera.
I was just sitting here about to compliment your hair. And now, Juice, I know I spoke over you, but I also know that you were going to make fun of my receding hairline. So I'm not even a little bit upset about it. This is shit.
There's nothing wrong. I love all hairlines. You know what I mean? I just honestly, personally love like dead Pomeranians on my head, you know?
It's kind of giving. Yeah. It's huge. Yeah.
Yeah. She's just like the Pomeranian that's owned by the grandma that like chain smokes is in Palm Springs and doesn't know why there's so many gays. And the cigarette ash is like dyed the Pomeranian that used to be like more of a white color.
Yeah. She calls you a faggot, but it's okay because it's Nona.
Or a baguette, as like I just say on Twitch, because we can't say the proper term, which is faggot.
I identify
as a faggot. I'm not a gay person. I am a full-blown faggot. That's why I have a mustache in drag now, because I just want people to know off the bat.
Sure. No questions about that.
Like, I'm not trying to give you any other illusion. Like, that's a man more. I'm like, bitch. I know. Yes.
I keep trying to get Jackson to say it, but he won't do it.
That's not true at all. You keep referring to me with the F slur. And then I sit here like, I don't know how to react to this.
Are you going
to
do it when you top or fist?
I'm waiting for the right moment. That's okay. Exactly.
Yeah. Fun. He's waiting for the right, the right moment. Mm-hmm. I love it.
Again, you keep pointing at the screen, but it's a camera. We're not making eye contact. I don't know what you're talking about.
You started talking, so I thought you were going to ask something.
Oh, no. I'm excited to have you here, bitch. Thank you for dressing up for the occasion. All of the sparkles and the glitter.
I'm from Atlanta, Georgia. We are going to be shiny and wear jewelry.
That's great.
I hate drag queens or drag artists that don't wear jewelry on stream. It bothers me.
Did you know that Juice just got her ears pierced?
These are clips. When I clock out, I like to clock out. Okay,
I used like to wear clips, but
I'm a Libra. I like having options. You know what I mean? You know, I don't want to be like tied down.
Naturally.
So gaming. Let's start with that. So what, because you've got gaming kind of integrated a lot within your drag. Like I know at Bitchin, there's always some kind of like gaming atmosphere there. I've never been able to go to one where there's been like Mario Kart or Mario Party.
Yeah. So Bitchin, you've done the DragCon Bitchins where are completely different shows. And I should probably label it something else, but it's just easy to keep it in the house. But Bitchin's my monthly show at Precinct ETLA. We're going on 4 years now, which is kind of crazy. We do multiple themes every couple of months. Like we always land on Friday the 13th. So we do like a really smutty Friday the 13th party where I put like, I had porn of like Leatherface getting fucked by Jason. It was hot. I had that up in the TVs. I was like, I don't give a fuck. It's Friday the 13th. We're having fun. We also have our annual Sailor Moon show, which actually debuted in Japan in March. So it's every March, which is also Women's Month. So that's what we do. That's awesome. Then our annual Pokemon show is actually December. So it's next week is December 13th. So that's really exciting.
Juice, what are you doing next December the 13th? Next
come week. On down.
I'm flying myself to LA, babe.
Come on. We'll collab. Yeah. It'll be cute. It'll be great. And then in January, I'm doing a furry night. But basically, with Eva Destruction and Astrid, it's gonna be wild. I'm really excited for January. Furries. It's gonna be sickening. But it's always the second Friday of every month, and it's an amalgamation of things that I love, which is drag, video games, and just like emo music and hip hop that I listened to in high school growing up. I was a screamo kid. I love punk music. And you don't get to hear that at bars. I love DJs. I love y'all. But if I hear a Mortal Kombat beat for 4 hours, my ADHD wants to leave immediately. Like I want to sing along, and it's like cunt, that slay, and then you get like, you know, Good Luck Babe's verse, and then it would go into a Mortal Kombat beat again. I'm like, I don't understand where we are in the culture. But I'm also not on ketamine, so maybe that has something to do with it. Live, laugh, love. Just test your shit, y'all. But yeah, Bitchin' is just an amalgamation of everything. But we have video games. I did a Smash tournament once, which was so hype. Cool. We had the finale like on the main stage, which was really cool. But yeah, we're planning to tour it. It's been in the process for like over a year now because we're with one person and it kind of fell through, and then we're another person. But next year it's happening, and it might be international, which is really exciting. So I'm really happy about that. Oh. And also I'm trying to do it as an after party for coming TwitchCon, as well as DreamHack, which I've gotten to do DreamHack Dallas and DreamHack Atlanta, which was also really fun, which are huge gaming conventions.
Yeah.
Which was so much fun.
You have to provide that context for Juice, because Juice doesn't know.
So
Juice
DreamHack,
didn't know what the fuck Kotaku was.
No, DreamHack, I know what DreamHack is. I know what DreamHack is, and only because there is a drag show and I want my big fucking ass on it, and that's the only thing I know about it.
That's so, it. So you know there is a gaming convention.
I know there's a gaming convention, and there's a drag show.
Are alumni of hosting the drag showcase, which I was the first one to host the drag showcase in the U.S.
And then Excellent job.
Thank you. It was so fun, and you killed it too.
Thank you.
It was so cool doing it on your birthday. I thought it was so slay. And then DreamHack is, you know, Twitch is a beautiful platform. You can do anything on Twitch. I think a lot of people had a lot of misconceptions of Twitch before I did the digital drag show over COVID, and they didn't know like what it was. And they're like, wait, why there's your drag on here? I thought it was just tea bagging and Halo 2. You know, like, I don't know what's going on here. But you can do, it's like, Twitch is what is to live content what YouTube is to pre-recorded content. There is live streaming service on YouTube, but it's not as like super slay if you're on Twitch. But yeah, DreamHack is all gaming though. So there is Counter-Strike, there is Street Fighter tournaments, Tekken tournaments. You can bring your whole LAN set up, and you can like seriously bring your whole desktop set up and stream or play at the convention with your friends. There's a whole classic arcade area, which I think Twitch kind of like, that's been at other conventions too, but that huge classic arcade area that was at Twitch this year, I feel like, there's more of that at DreamHack. There was these like exclusive machines that are Japan only. Like, there's this Gundam fighting game that I thought was really cool. Where it's like 2v2. And there's these huge machines that I always seen online. I got to play that with a couple of friends, and that was so fun. And then they did a drag show, which I was also the first host of the one here. And it was so fun. I think I'm coming back to Dallas. I'll make sure we reach out to you.
Love you.
Kind of cool. But yeah, I just love bringing like gaming into drag because that's what my drag is. Is like I'm really about nostalgia. That's my through line. Like regardless of what I did on Dragula, if I was like an alien or like some random ghost that creeped you out or a janitor that really you thought was low key hot in high school, but you didn't have the nerve to say hi to, like the feel good energy. And that's what I love about video games is when you go on a character select screen and you can pick someone that reminds you of yourself. Before character creation, we just had the character select screen in fighting games. I was like, I want to be a badass blonde bitch.
Well, yeah, on that topic, let me ask, because Juice has tried to provide me this context, and Juice, you have a way with words, but that's not always a great way with words, you know what I mean? So Juice has talked about how an integral part of young queer life in this generation is going to a fighting game character select screen and finding the sluttiest, bimboiest character, which I would say, hey, that's probably not great representation, but Juice says, no, that was a foundation. That was a cornerstone of queer experience in gaming. Bitches, can you provide with the words that you, I'm sure, will use more elegantly than Juice?
Yeah.
Your own experience?
Yeah, for me, my very first game I ever played was the demo disc on PlayStation 1. My uncle, who sadly passed away from suicide a few years ago.
Oh, no.
It's okay. Just, y'all, call the hotline. You're never alone. Life is kind of too short. And I never actually got to thank him for this tool that he gave me, which was gaming, because he showed me, you know, it was a demo disc, and there was, like, Crash Bandicoot. I think there's Spyro on there, Jet Moto. Jet Moto soundtrack is iconic. Ugh, so good. But they also had the Tekken 2 demo, and there was only two characters you could play, which was Lei Lu Wong or June. And I played June, and she's not that bimbo-y. I mean, she's wearing like a little 90s vest and like poom poom shorts, and like, her legs are out, but she's not as like, she's not Ivy from Soul Calibur, okay? But I was like, we played the crap out of that demo to the point where the next day he actually bought the game for us, and then we got the full game and we got to play all of it. And that gave me a tool that I needed, especially, I mean, y'all are so lucky now. You can just like call up your friends on cell phones. You have Instagram. TikTok is such a beautiful tool. I had maybe a Game Boy Color that wasn't backlit. So when the batteries died, it was over. And I was a military brat. I moved around like sometimes three times in 1 year, if not at least once every 2 years. And so like having friends, like I would make friends, but then like I'd hit that reset button over and over again. And as a queer person, you get bullied really easily just by being like different. And then you're the new kid. And then you gradually, as a queer person, make friends with girls because they're just nicer. I mean, I'm sure the straight guy in the room can relate. You have your best friend from third grade and he's still your best friend to this day.
Kind of. I moved around a lot also in my 20s, so I've hit reset button a couple of times.
I got you, but it's usually like, oh, my best friend Kyle from kindergarten. And then like they don't want to make new friends because that's Kyle. They know him since kindergarten. So it was not really slay. So when I did have friends, it was like through video games, and it was usually through a fighting game because they would want to play like a dude. And I was like, well, I'm going to play Nina Williams, and she's blonde, and she can do this cool overhead throw. Yeah. And she has a slutty sister that shakes her tits, so I'm gonna
pay her. Okay, so she did say it more eloquently than me.
Yes.
That whole process of like, I'm really thankful for my uncle for giving me video games as a tool, because I struggled with suicide. We all have mental stuff, but like for me, that was the toolkit that like kept me from going there, because I would like find worlds in video games and just lose myself or process trauma through beating up a guy that happened to look like my bully, or just feeling my fantasy as, you know, Final Fantasy X is Yuna, you know what I mean? Like, pussy. Who doesn't want to be Yuna?
No, yeah, exactly.
The way with words, Juice, it's really coming back. It's really coming back. This is honestly, it was hard for me to repeat what you said without saying multiple things that would get me canceled, so I had to really dance around it. So bitch, thank you for providing that insight.
You're good.
Another thing I kind of want to pick your brain about, and speaking of my straight friends, I had a conversation with one of them recently, and they said, hey, Dead by Daylight's really big in the queer community. How did that start. And it's kind of this interesting thing that I've observed for years as a community manager in the games industry. They do a fantastic job of incorporating and appealing to a queer community. And a lot of the content creators are drag queens or queer artists or queer content creators.
Shirtless guys.
Big peck boys, as I call them.
Beefy.
Yeah.
Beefcakes.
That's my goal in life. You know?
I think it's just, what was your question? Sorry.
Just like, what has been your experience, and do you have more context about like the correlation causation conversation around it?
I think it blew up, especially during the Panini press, because that's when the collabs started happening and the crossovers started happening. I remember when Michael Myers came out, everyone was losing their shit, and that's when I became like kind of aware of the game. I knew of it prior, but that was when I was like, oh, and then people were like telling me to stream. It's a great way to cross promote on Twitch. Like, you can get a group of your friends to play like against one killer, and usually y'all are getting murdered. Like, literally the game is criminally not balanced well, and that's the main reason why I don't stream it and want to take it competitively, because I'm a Capcom creator. I play Street Fighter competitively. I like that's to awesome. Have a game that, like, if I sink my teeth into, the system's not working against me. Mm-hmm. But mm-hmm. from a successful standpoint, it's a brilliant business model. There's a lot of blood of horror characters in the franchise. Like, you could play Freddy Krueger, not Jason, because that's Friday the 13th, but like pretty much anybody else, like Ghostface, they're all in the game. And the Blu-ray's brothers are coming to it, which is, I think, is really cool. But for those who don't know, horror is based in queerness. Mm-hmm. The writer of Mary Shelley, like a Mary Shelley who wrote Frankenstein, lesbian. Bram Stoker, Dracula, gay man. Hellraiser, Ghostface, the guy who wrote it is a queer man. Chucky, queer. Everything about horror that you probably love has some touch of queerness in it, in its creation. Because we know life is really fucking scary. Okay. Mm-hmm. But what makes Dead by Daylight so successful, I feel, is that as a streaming game, it's really perfect. And I can't think of a better streaming game, because there's a lot of downtime while you're waiting for the next game. And you get to talk with your audience. Now, the gameplay is usually like 15, maybe 20 minutes if they're really edge learning it. Probably less than that if you're getting your butt creamed. And they get this like bolt jolt of like amazing, amazing kind of content. You're screaming, you're fucking freaking out, you're killing it, whatever. And then you get this like downtime to really bond with your audience. So it's actually really great to stream that game for that reason. I think that's why it took the hell off.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Yeah,
no, that makes complete sense. So you mentioned that you are more a Capcom creator. So you're playing things like Street Fighter and...
I love a good fighting game. Yeah. I really got up in the... Back to like bullying and stuff. I used to work... My first job was delivering Chinese food in a strip mall. Shout out to Chinatown on the Mount Pleasant intersection in Chesapeake, Virginia. How you doing? I was a cashier, and then when I got my license, they're like, oh, you're doing deliveries. I was like, slay. But in that same strip mall, I would go to like the grocery store and get some candy, and then I would walk away and wait to GameStop. Mm-hmm. And this was around the time Street Fighter 4 was not announced yet, but they were doing like Street Fighter 3 tournaments. They were doing Capcom vs. SNK 2. It would just be up, so I could just go there and play. And that was one of my favorite games. I was like, oh shit. And then I didn't realize there was this like community called the fighting game community that was like, you can go and play tournaments and stuff. Yeah. And I came up in Street Fighter 4, which I think was like probably the best time for Street Fighter, because mm-hmm. it was like really grassroots. You could like, I didn't sneak out to smoke weed or drink in high school. I snuck out to play Super Street Fighter 4 when it dropped illegally. Like, we got a like downloaded a pirated copy somehow, and we were all like fucking playing at my friend's house until 4 a.m. And then I took my AP art history test that later that day. And for me, that was the first time until I did drag, really, where I had friends that were cis dudes. Like, they could tell I was probably fruity. I was still in the closet, but they didn't give a fuck, because we just like bonded over the game. And that's where I found like community on a more like male presenting side. I mean, mm-hmm. I played sports and stuff, so like I had friends like that, but like it was not until like then I really kind of bonded with stuff. And over the years, I've been wanting to like take it more seriously, and drag has kind of been really blessing, but also at the same time, it's not really convenient. Like, I'll look at my schedule, I'm like, that's a tournament. I'm also booked that weekend in Cleveland, so I'm not gonna be going, you know.
That's not happening.
That's not working. So slowly but surely, I've been trying to switch all my stuff over into more of this space, which makes me happy. And that's like where I like to be. And I like to provide spaces for, because like, although bitching you know, we focus on a lot of things. It's a really honest place where, like, if you guys want to, like, just zone out and play games and maybe hook up with somebody, slay, come to the gym. You know what I mean? Like,
oh my god, you know, a little, like, bit of Street Fighter in the dark room. Mm-hmm. I mean,
my favorite party I've ever been to, I was working, it was a party called Nudies in San Diego, and I didn't realize what was happening. I just knew I was getting paid and was going to be there. And mama, I saw Smash Bros and people smashing bros, and it was the N64 version. And I walked by and I was like, I love my life. I love my life. I love my life. Kirby is getting his cheeks clapped in more ways than one. And it was sickening.
Oh my god. Well, speaking of that, when I first DM'd you, you said, you like, what's the topic? And I kind of said, well, we kind of just, like, let the conversation flow naturally. We just kind of talk about you, whatever. And you said, slay, I have stories. One is super slutty. Is that what the story was?
No, I have a sluttier story.
That's not it. Okay. Oh, wow. Great. Okay.
So are you wanting that story now?
Yeah, what? I want it. Okay.
The stage is set.
The stage is set. So the first guy I ever kissed.
What's his name? Dox him.
I'm not gonna dox him. We'll name him Corey. Okay.
Corey.
I don't think I fucked a Corey, but this guy is now named Corey. So I kissed. We talked long distance for a while. I was home for, like, spring break in college. We made out. I got down there, and mama, she was
down there. Sorry, be more specific.
Down. I felt down below the nether regions.
Thank you so much.
And it was that confusing? A fire hose. I didn't know if it
rolled up.
Like,
you had to uncoil it.
It was, yeah. And yeah. As your first experience, I was just like, the kissing's enough for me right now. I'm just, like, now finally kissing a dude. I had a lot of, like, self-hatred in my life. So I just was like, I don't want to be doing all that.
You wanted a starter.
I didn't want that yet. I made up for last time, but that I just didn't. There's something about that I didn't. In that moment, I was like, no. But he was a little drunk, and then he was biting me. Needless to say, the next morning I looked like I got mauled by a bear, and it was really hot or whatever. And then years passed. We didn't hook up again. And then I was at this, like, pride party. This is a couple years after college. And he go, I'm like, oh, that's Corey over there. I haven't seen him in a while. And they're like, yeah, he took your virginity, right? And I was like, bitch, no. I was like, the fuck? So then I went over there because I had, like, a hit of a blunt and I was feeling myself. I don't know. I was like, so, Corey, when did you fuck me? Because I don't remember that. And he was starting to blush and feeling weird and getting tongue-tied. And he was like, and I was like, it's fine. It's whatever. So the next day, I was on Grindr.
As one is.
Naturally. And I was hungry.
As one is.
And I hit up this guy who's, like, a gaming bro. And then he, like, Xbox shit in his bio. I was like, okay, work. So I go over there, and I think he's playing... my God, Gears of War. I think he's playing Gears of War 3 or something. And I was like, oh, that's hot. I love Gears of War. Like, bitch, Gears of War is so good. Highly underrated franchise. Sick thing.
Okay.
We have a lovely time. A proper adult sleepover. Fabulous. I get my cheeks clapped. It's amazing. I'm in my power bottom era, living my life.
Fabulous.
We wrap up, and I notice on his leg he has this really cool tattoo, like, on the back of his calf. And he goes, oh, yeah, like, it's a Ni No Kuni tattoo. You know the Studio Ghibli game?
Yes.
Okay, it's like an RPG. It's, like, beloved franchise. Yeah. Sick thing. I was like, that's really unique. That's really cool. I think that's, I've never seen something like that. I think that's, like, really dope. Hot, dude. Would love to hang out again. He goes, well, yeah, I have to go. I work at Outback later. He was an Outback Steakhouse manager. Fast. And I was like, that low-key made it hotter because I love Outback cheese fries. I was like, fuck.
Bloomin' onions. Who doesn't love?
Yes. The next day, or, like, a couple days later, I'm chilling at home, and I get a text from Corey. And he's like, I'm really sorry about the other day. I feel really bad about, you know, saying I took your virginity when that wasn't the case. And I was like, feeling myself. And I said, well, you could still hit it if you want.
Good line. It's a good line.
good line.
And I hosted because my parents were like gone. I think they went to like the beach or something. So I hosted them at my family's house, which was bold. Bold
mom
move.
And dad's house. Mom
yeah.
And, dad's house.
And then move, we were smoking blunts on the patio. I was like, oh, this is lit. Okay, this is sickening. We have a lovely time. The ride was ridden. I conquered the fire hose. I deserve an achievement. Achievement mm-hmm. unlocked.
Achievement unlocked.
Plus 5 in dexterity. Afterwards, he gets up and he's about to go into the shower. And I notice on the back of his leg, he has a... And I'm like, is that a... And he's like, oh yeah, it's a Ni No Kuni tattoo.
In the same spot?
On the other leg.
Oh no.
Brothers.
I knew it.
Friends? Brothers.
Lovers.
I was like, oh, that's interesting. He goes, yeah, I know you fucked my friend Brian the other day. He said it was really good.
I love gay people.
Yay! That was so nice of Brian to share.
I was like, thanks for the Yelp review, Brian. And
did you have a threesome?
No, I wish. Oh, I wish. However, I do think it was... like, wow. Like, what a niche. I fucked two guys with Ni No Kuni tattoos. I don't think anyone else has done that.
I was wondering how we were going to loop back to gaming, but there it was.
Yeah. I like that it was kind of peppered throughout that really slutty story.
Yeah,
it was.
No, it was well good. Done. I thought it was going to be like...
So I thought I was taking revenge, but he heard the Yelp review and was like, I should actually try it.
I conquered the fire hose.
Damn.
It was a plus 3 dexterity. That was the good
one. That was
one
the one that got you.
It was 5. It was 5. Yeah.
5 dexterity. 5
the
dexterity.
Girth.
Leveled up.
The girth. but yeah, the first time I ever touched another dude was like during a sleepover. The first time I ever like fondled with a person was during the Mortal Kombat movie. So
Which
I don't
one?
Know about me. Mortal Kombat 2.
Whoa,
one that
nice.
Features Sasha Colby as Sindel. Look it up.
Our Sasha Colby? Your mom?
My drag mother, Sasha Colby, is Sindel in Mortal Kombat 2.
Jackson, do you know who Sasha Colby is? Your favorite drag queen's favorite drag queen? Yes? Yes? Are you lying? Thank you.
It's okay. I believe in
That's you. That's fine. I'll show
fine.
You. I love her so much. So
cool.
deeply.
That's fun.
Crazy. Oh
that's
my god.
That's where she gets her hair whips from.
Work. I'm gonna look it up after this. I love that so much.
Yeah.
Oh my god, amazing. Okay, cool.
I'm lying. Sorry. It's not her, but like, dude, it looks exactly
dude, I was
like
so that. Convinced. I was so convinced.
I've posted it on Twitter and people have been like, oh my god, gag. And I'm like, no, it literally looks like her. Look up Sindel in Mortal Kombat 2. It looks like
I literally you had
it,
me
it
by the
Sasha
throat.
Colby. It's
you
no, look it up. That. Look it up. It literally looks like her. It looks like her content Sindel. Sasha Colby, Mortal Kombat 2, Annihilation.
Not 23.
And too bad you will die. Oh it's like one of the most camp movie lines
she
ever.
She does.
It literally looks like Sasha Colby.
She does. Oh my god. That's crazy. Even the tits.
Yeah.
Wow.
little shimmer.
Yeah. Little shimmer on the rock solid.
Yeah.
Right here.
Not moving.
You know? I know. Mm. Good.
Was
I know. I love it. So, if you were to be any video game character, specifically Capcom, would it be Sindel?
No, that's NetherRealm Studios Mortal Kombat. Yeah, but if I was a Capcom,
barely gamers, guys, barely
it's fine.
Gamers.
It's fine.
I was actually really impressed. I've noticed a few times that I know you're nodding along as if you know, but you don't. But you made it really far without getting caught. I'm really
thank
impressed.
You so much. Thank you so I've much. No, 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 thank you so
my
much.
Favorite video game character in the Capcom realm. Well, one, I'm going to voice it now. Capcom, I need these two characters in Street Fighter VI yesterday. Mm-hmm. Number one, being my main in Street Fighter IV, Sea Viper. She would kill. She would slay. She'd be everything. Mm-hmm. She is loosely based off of Angelina Jo Kidley's like persona in Mrs. and Mr. Smith. Mr. and Mrs. Smith. She has that kind of like business suit outfit, her tits out. She's a mother. Mm. She is actually a mother, but she is a spy and she has these gadgets. So like she has like electricity punches. So she like will like thunder punch you. She could punch the ground. It does like a seismic wave. But she has this cool move where she clicks her heels together while she super jumps and it creates this like burn kick. And she clicks the heels together to make the fire happen. She's like a special gadget fighter, which I think is kind of cool. But my favorite character who I most identify with and is a huge inspiration for my drag is Poison. She originally was featured as a Final Fight character. She has pink hair. She's really hot. And canonically, she's trans. In Japan, she tucks her... in Japan, she's post-op. But in America, she tucks her stuff. And the reason they made her trans was because when they ported the game over from Japan to America, America was like, we don't really beat up women in games. They're like, it's okay, it's a dude. But since they kind of since then they kind of retconned it, and she's honestly one of the most hottest. She usually makes like the top 10 hottest video game character lists. Like her outfit is very revealing and slutty, and she's a wrestling manager. But she has like this whip. She's kind of kinky, and she's great.
She looks like a doll.
That's absolute. She's literally a doll.
It's the rock hard breasts that are just barely staying inside of the toilet tank top.
Yeah, it's so fierce. And they named her Poison because a lot of the characters in Final Fight were named out of 80s rock bands because they were like the developers were huge fans of them.
That's very cool.
Yeah, so it's kind of cool.
That's very cool.
Who's Hugo?
Hugo is based off of, oh my God, he's a huge wrestling legend. My God, I'm blanking the name, but he's the wrestler, but he's based off of Andre the Giant. He's based off of Andre the Giant.
Are Hugo and Poison a thing?
No, she's her mate. He is like kind of dumb and just really bossy. And she's his boss, like his manager.
Wrestling
manager.
So Jason to you, she's your Jason.
Ah. Yeah. So she's giving him back shots.
I don't think it's sexual.
It always is if Juice is involved.
No, I honestly, their relationship, she walks in, she goes, like, she cusses him out, cusses the opponent out, I'm like, you broke, bitch, you're about to lose. And then she leaves, and this big daddy comes in and kicks ass. And that was her debut in Street Fighter 3, because, like, he was taken from the Final Fight series, and she wasn't playable until Street Fighter 4 on Street Fighter Cross Tekken.
She's so cunty.
She's so hot.
Oh my God, I love
her. She's one of my favorite people ever.
Do you think game developers are just fags when they're developing women? Because, like, there's no way.
Well, I know a lot of the times developers will put things they want in the game. For instance, Blizzard put Widowmaker as a blue person because they have a blue girl fetish. Yeah. And canonically, they've made Chun-Li's thighs really thick because a guy really liked thick thighs on women.
So it's the opposite. It's not that it's queer people making games. It's that it's just misogyny.
No, I think it's...
a little mix of both.
I don't know if it's... when Chun-Li's case, like, her dress is, like, very covered up. Her legs are out, but that's, like... I don't want to say... It's either, like, a love of women or a love of a certain body part, which also could lead as misogyny. I'm not going to mansplain what's misogynic and what's not. But, yep.
Her legs are very big.
Yeah. She's also canonically one of the very first female playable characters, if you don't count, like, Samus, Peach.
Because people didn't know Samus as well.
And Mrs. Pac-Man.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, Samus
She was the first. Yeah, she was, like, one of the very first, like, women in video games.
That's cool.
Huh. Yeah. And honestly, I really love Street Fighter as a franchise because, I mean, they've retconned a lot of the characters to make them not as, like, because sometimes it was stereotyped as shit, to be honest. Mm. But when it comes to gaming, they have some of the most diverse lineups to ever exist, which I think is kind of cool because when you open the fighting game screen, my favorite part about at least the shows I like to produce, specifically with Bitchin' or if I'm working with DreamHack, I want someone to see a flyer and see themselves, like, a part of that show. So I usually incorporate kings and, like, non-binary performers, female entertainers, burlesque. I want you to see yourself on the flyer because that, to me, is what makes it exciting. And, like, I feel welcome to go. And, like, to be... fighting games always did that because I would always see some badass bitch or a cool guy who looks really low-key faggy, but he's not. And, they would look hot, and I'd be like, I want to pick them.
Oh, fun. You know?
Yeah.
Oh my God,
I love it. Yeah.
Fun.
Super fun.
Super fun. Combo, yeah. We talk a lot about fighting games, but my favorite franchise is created by Hideo Kojima. I'm a huge Metal Gear fan.
I
love Metal Gear Solid. Yes.
It was Street Fighter. We talked about it so much.
Well, it's like, that's like one of my favorite franchises, but Metal Gear is created by Hideo Kojima. Konami. That's a whole another episode. You can have me back.
The fuck is, what is that?
Konami is a major game developer. They created Castlevania. They own the rights to Bloody Roar, which I need a sequel to. But they stopped making games a few years back. Castlevania, Metal Gear. They made they were like one of the big ones. Like one of the big ones when like the 80s and 90s were coming out. They were one of the hugest developers, like on par with Sega, Capcom, all that.
And now they make pachinko machines.
They stopped doing it because they made pachinko machines. But lately they're making stuff again, which I like. They're doing a remake of Metal Gear Solid 3. But they infamously axed Hideo Kojima from Metal Gear Solid 5, which is one of the most like heartbreaking things I've ever seen. And now he's making Death Stranding and stuff like that, which is kind of cool. Oh. He has a type. Snake and Norman Reedus look very similar.
Oh. So what is Metal Gear? I'm reading here. It's a stealth game.
It is. It was one of the most pioneering genres for stealth. And it was like on the Super Nintendo. You fucking crushed it. It was originally out there. But like what the game was known for when it debuted, like Metal Gear Solid, when it debuted on the PlayStation, was voice acting. It was one of the first games to really include it. And it changed the way you thought of gaming from just being like a form of entertainment to art. There was a lot of options you could take. You didn't have to do something a specific way. You could find another way to do it. For instance, there's this infamous boss fight in Metal Gear Solid 3 with the End. And he's this old sniper guy, and he's actually a really hard boss. But what happens when you start the game and if you save it, and then you go back, like in the middle of the boss fight, if you go back and change the time clock on your PlayStation 2 to a week later, he would die of old age.
Yeah, there's also another boss fight where they're like, wow, he seems to know our every move.
Psycho Mantis, and he's in full kink wear, and it's so hot. And he goes, you have to unplug your controller and plug it into the second port to beat him. And he's reading things on your memory card. This is on PlayStation 1, by the way.
Yeah. There's also this part. Really cool stuff.
There's also this part in the game where you have to get this like codec number, which is how you communicate. There's this iconic screen with the two green headshots, and it's like a very infamous moment in gaming. And they would go back and forth, and you'd have to find the codec number, but it was on the back of the game case. So like if it took you like more than a certain period of time, they would call you like, pick up the game case and literally read it. But they kind of hinted at that the whole time.
Yeah, so it was really fourth wall sometimes.
It's fourth wall is shit, and it really took you to another place, and it was really cool.
Oh, wow.
And the female characters are very empowering without being, like, super... I mean, Meryl is sexualized, but, like, Sniper Wolf, like, bitch, she ate. She was so sickening. Like, Hideo Kojima is, like, a genius. And he's partnering with Jordan Peele on a new game that stars Hunter Schafer. Ooh. That is gonna eat. Whatever that is gonna be scary and intense. He was infamously known for making the PT trailer, which was gonna be Silent Hill. But remember that got canceled and everyone got pissed. Did you know about this?
Yeah, of course I know.
Oh, I love that. You know about this, right?
I of course know.
Yeah, it's infamous. It was this demo that dropped that everyone was obsessed with. Obsessed. And then Konami, like, everyone's like, oh, this is gonna be groundbreaking horror shit. And then Konami, like, literally axed him from the program and like got him like publicly fired. He couldn't even go to the Game Awards except the Game of the Year. Like Konami banned him from that. It was like really weird. So yeah, I love Hideo Kojima.
And then was it the Game Awards or was it Summer Game Fest that they announced the partnership? So both really prolific characters in horror, Jordan Peele doing, you know, Us, Get
it
Out.
It was the Game Awards because I was there last year and I walked in with him on stage. I never thought I'd be in the same room as him. That's and then so cool. Let alone Jordan Peele. And I was like,
yeah, they're going to work to make some cool things.
It's going to eat.
It's going to be incredible.
Cool. Do you know who Hunter Schafer is, Jackson?
No, but I know who Hideo Kojima is.
She's a prolific trans actress. And she's actually people's number one pick to star as Zelda in The Legend of Zelda.
Look at that.
Like, the fan casting is that. However, since it's Nintendo, and I don't know if they're going to be that progressive, which I really wish they would because Hunter literally looks like Zelda. I also see them going with Anya Taylor-Joy, but my personal choice is Miss Hunter.
Well, Anya Taylor-Joy's already Peach. Like, sure, so, spread the wealth, you know what
it's
I mean?
In live action, so it's going to be different.
I agree. Would this Hunter individual be in anything that I've seen? I'm usually
she was
really
just
good
in Cuckoo, but she's also she's a main cast member in Euphoria.
Got it. Mm-hmm. Cool. Very, very cool. Juice, you've done such a good job nodding along. in this section. I gotta say, you're doing such a good job.
I'm a nerd. I'm sorry.
No, I love it. You're speaking my language. It's fun because like we both connect with different points of this conversation in really intimate and personal ways.
You never slept over at a guy's house and tried to hook up after playing Halo 2?
If I did, I couldn't tell you while Juice was on the line because he would lose his fucking mind. So that might be a conversation. That might be a conversation you and I can have later.
I've had a similar conversation when I was on Game Grumps. It was like really iconic.
Yeah.
And actually Aaron came out as like, I mean, it's very obvious that Aaron's bi, but like he did it on the episode and it was like during Pride Month and it was like my favorite thing I've ever done.
I like that.
I would have taken that wig off. Being on so Game Grumps.
Juice, do you know who Game Grumps are?
Yeah.
You do, but you don't. Game Grumps produced / developed Dream Daddies.
Yes, they did.
Dream
Daddy.
Daddy.
And they had this famous like animation of Snake that they made on Newgrounds, and that's how I discovered them, like, in middle school.
Like
so,
Snake from Degrassi, The Next Generation?
Or yeah, Metal exactly, Gear. That's who we're talking
Metal
about.
Gear Metal Solid. Gear Solid.
So I dressed up as Snake when I was on their show.
That's great. I like that a lot.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
Oh my god, fun. So are they like a podcast? Or are they a TV show?
They're a content creator group.
They were the first to kind of, like, play video games on YouTube. Yep. They were the blueprint
for that. How fun.
Yeah.
Oh my god, cool.
Yeah, very cool.
They were like pre-Twitch, like what people do on Twitch now. They were like the ones that kind of like grandfathered that.
Mm-hmm. Oh wow, yeah. Daddies,
dream. Yeah,
grandpas,
yeah,
dream daddies,
yeah.
I know. I really did have to nod along a lot on that last.
Don't worry, I got. I know where your headset, where your brain is.
That's okay. We're gonna have you for the Pokemon show, and you'll be in your bubble. It'll be sickening.
Listen, you give me a Pokemon game, babe. I could talk for hours.
I'm so mad what they did with Typhlosion because that was my favorite, and now I can't say he's my favorite anymore.
You don't like Ghost Typhlosion?
Because of the storyline. Juice, you told me about this.
Oh, the story. Yeah. Oh,
out of all, I remember the headline or wherever I clicked, and I was like, what Pokemon is it? And I was, why does it have to be my favorite?
Yeah.
Go fuck off. Like, fuck you. What the fuck?
But did you read that there was corrections and it was actually the translation that was wrong? And
I don't care.
Actually isn't a pedophile?
I don't care.
They retcon that.
Tell that to the Bible. Everyone thinks it's against gays, but it's actually about pedophilia. So tell that to the Bible, honey.
Tell that to the Bible. Typhlosion is an abomination.
King James, who was also gay, wrote that version that was hateful as hell, which is insane.
Would you play a Bible video game?
There are a few.
Funny enough.
You have.
Funny enough. FNAF, did you know this about Five Nights at Freddy's?
Bible video game? Hate that game, by the way.
We talk about it. We've yelled about it.
It's my least favorite game in existence. So if it's churchy,
but we already knew that. You already knew that. We talked about this on an episode of this podcast.
Did we? Oh my god!
Yes, that he was a very Christian creator and it spent a lot of the money that he made to fund Christian initiatives and was making Christian games prior to making.
Yeah,
hate.
We talked about this.
Hate.
You were already. This was your exact response last time.
Our God is an awesome God. He reigns.
From heaven above. Oh, yeah.
Girl, Sunday school was lit, honey.
Babe, bringing me right back to youth group. Mm-hmm. You know? God is an awesome God. Did you ever do that one, Jackson?
No. I
didn't get to go to youth group?
Nope, avoided it entirely.
Love that. Jealous. I didn't have a choice. I did that in Boy Scouts.
Yeah, mine was the only way I could make friends. We're not friends anymore.
Unsurprisingly, I would say.
Yeah. Good times. But with that being said, this has been a super fun episode. Is there anything else you wanted to let us know? Do you want to talk about like anywhere people could follow you? And you got any shows coming up? Anything?
Yeah, I have a new show coming out on Out TV. It debuts, I think, in January or February. I'm not sure. It stars myself, Silky, Nutmeg Ganache, Manila Luzon, Jujubee, Laganja, Estranja. Smart. And Rock'em Sakura, and I'm forgetting a bitch. I'm so sorry. I don't know the tentative title, but I think it's called Drag House Rules. I don't know when I think it's going to be top of next year, quarter
Is
one.
Is it like a Big Brother kind of thing?
It's kind of like Big Brother. It's a kind of Arrested Development kind of show where it's a scripted show based on... it's a scripted show based on a reality TV show.
That's so cool.
So like we're all kind of, and then I'm the token like alternative girl, and no one knows who the fuck I am. That's like a little bit about me. John Mark just directed it. It's really great. I'm really excited about it. So that's coming to Out TV, and then thank you. I'm excited. I
that's
love
incredible.
I went to school for acting, so I'm weaponizing my BFA and cunt.
Please always do. Yes.
But I also have a show that you all can watch right now, which didn't really do well because I think it dropped like last year during like Pride and kind of got flooded. But I have a really show I really love. And if you're a gamer and you like this show, I'm sure you'd love this. It's called Fight Me, Bitch. I partnered with FlyQuest, which is actually a team that manages like Smash players as well as League of Legends. I've had Deer on it. I had Meatball on it, as well as my friend from the FGC. And we play a couple different games. And we have this little like spat. It was produced by Avalee, who is formerly part of G4, but now is like wrecking shit in her own way and her own thing. Yeah. So go check out Fight Me, Bitch.
And that's on...
FlyQuest. If you just type in Fight Me, Bitch on YouTube, there's 4 episodes. Go watch. Oh, enjoy. It's really cute. Really good. It's like one of the things I'm most proud of. But like when it came out, I was like, wow, the algorithm really got me, gal. I was like, fuck my drag. But yeah, if you like gaming and if you like me and if you like this pod, I think you would really enjoy it. It's pretty fun.
Oh, there it is.
Hell yeah.
It's really fun.
Oh my god, fun.
And then you can follow me anywhere at BIQTCHPUDDIN. I stream on Twitch. I have ADHD, so I'm sporadic as hell. But next year, I'm going full force and trying to actually maybe attend tournaments and kick some ass with Manon in Street Fighter 6. So let's go. Manon, by the way, Juice, I think you would love. She is French, she is a ballerina, a professional judo champion, and a world-class supermodel.
Damn!
And she's low-key dating another character in the game named Marissa, so she's a lesbian.
Is she black?
No.
Oh,
she is not Cat's Eye.
I was gonna...
It's so weird. I knew of Manon, like, I knew of this character Manon, and then I was watching the Cat's Eye shit, and I was like, gag. I've never heard the name Manon before. Manon, and I was seeing two Manons. Like, this is so sickening.
You literally said it, and I was just like, touch, thought about you.
I love the kick they do in Debut.
Oh, yeah, I could never in my
debut.
But thank you once again for being with us. This has been so fun. I had such a good time, and I'm so happy that you were here. I hope you have a great show tonight. You look fab.
Thanks. I'm going to be Hermie from the Christmas show, like, you know, the stop motion Christmas show where the Hermie, that he wants to be a dentist, that elf.
Oh my god, the elf.
Yeah,
from
the stop Rudolph. Motion stand. Yeah,
stop motion Rudolph,
because he wants to be a dentist. Bitch, that was a faggot, let's be honest.
Oh yeah,
Merry Christmas, y'all.
Well, that was fun.
I felt like it had a little bit of everything for you and I, you know?
I did think it was really interesting that like some stuff that I was very clearly directly connected to, but you had no idea.
Oh,
and then
God.
Vice versa.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like she said, I'm going to give Juice this side. Yeah. And now I'm going to give Jackson this side.
Yeah.
And we both would nod along on the ends. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How funny.
And then also call each other out for it. Like good friends.
Like good friends. Yeah, yeah, you have no idea what's going on.
Fucking idiot.
You fucking dumbass.
Yeah.
But my stories were like gay sex and yours were just like technical gaming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nerd stuff.
And then I'm just like, wow, fuck, I don't know anything about gaming.
You don't know what Ni No Kuni is either, do you?
I do, actually.
No.
I do, yeah.
No
way. And do you want to know why? Because I really wanted to play it.
Okay.
But I just never, it was always on my list. I just never ended up adding it in, but it's really pretty.
Guess what you're getting for Christmas?
You're too good to me, baby. You're too good. Do you think I would like it?
Yeah. I think of all of the games that you could play, I think that one would not be a bad choice for you. It is a little slow, and I know that sometimes you get a little frustrated with JRPG, like turn-based RPGs and stuff.
Ooh,
like that.
Turn-based?
I think so. I'm actually not
100% sure. That's why I've never played
it. We'll figure it out.
It's turn-based.
I could be wrong. It could be action RPG. Let me look a little deeper.
Turn-based really takes me out.
Okay. Well, if it's turn-based, then I'm definitely buying it for you for Christmas.
Fucking dick. But with that being said, Jackson is going to let you know where you can find us on our socials.
Hey everybody, head on over to patreon.com/itdangerpod. Over there you can find a myriad of additional bonus content, and you can financially support this podcast. It's just us two cuties here, and hey, it ain't free. But we sorry,
that was good.
I got stuck.
Hey,
it ain't free. We also just uploaded a 10-minute video of us reacting to our own Spotify Wrapped. I keep saying Spotify'd.
Spotify'd
Wrapped. Yeah, Spotify Wrapped. And it's a very fun video. So head on over there. If you are supporting us at the $5 tier or more, you have access to that video for free. No, not for free, for the sub that no additional on top of the money you already spent. Anyhow, if you don't have any loons or tunes to spare, head on over to Instagram where they're at @itdangerpod and drop us a follow, comment, share, all of that good stuff. We appreciate the support however you choose to show it.
And we really appreciate you guys. And we are going to be back next week with a little bit more Barely Gaming content from your favorite cuties, Juice and Jackson. See you next time.
Bye. Bye, everyone.
Good closer.
That was strong. You did well.
I crushed it.
Did better.